Stay tuned all day long, and we'll get you through all this snow, this mush, and all of that. Don't let me go without giving you five tips for making, well, I'm going to tell you right now, five tips for making the daylight savings time transition easier on your body. When you go to bed Saturday night, you set your clocks ahead an hour, or you'll be late for everything Sunday morning. Number one, go in with a good base of sleep. I know it's easier said than done, but it's something that's going to help you handle it this whole next week. Shift your sleep gradually, starting, well, can't do this, the week before daylight savings time, too late. Push back your dinner gradually. Switch all your clocks the night before, instead of getting up and scrambling around doing it. I do that before I go to bed. And if you can, it's not always easy around here, start your day with sunshine. Okay, so these were not the most helpful little tips, but at least I feel like I'm trying to help you a little bit. Here's a guy who's trying to help us a lot. He, like you, have been very angry, many of you, about the power outages, and he wants to do something about it. He is State Senator Jim Runstad, who his slogan is Making a Difference for Oakland County Taxpayers, and he is going to have this Monday a power outage town hall. Senator Runstad, welcome to the Paul W. Smith Show. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W., and thank you for having me. I've got a little frog in my throat from sinus, but other than that, I feel fabulous.
Well, the allergies are coming out sooner rather than later, although I don't know what this snow does to them today. But to come Monday, you want to get people, you're actually requesting people to attend your power outage town hall. Tell us about that.
Well, DTE and Consumers Power are some of the highest rates in the nation and second highest on blackouts in the nation. And this just never seems to end. It goes on and on and on. 800,000 customers lost electricity, and it just seems to continue happening. And I hear things like, well, you know, we've got a lot of snow. We're the second worst, but Minnesota is near the bottom on these blackouts. So it's not a matter of snow. They get a hell of a lot more snow than we get. So I want the public to have an opportunity for the first time to ask questions directly to not only DTE and Consumers Power, but also the Michigan Public Service Commission. They're the ones that regulate the utilities. And they said, well, we're going to do something virtual. Well, on virtual, you can very easily screen and sift through what you want to answer. They also are going to do something in Jackson where Consumers Power's headquarters is and Dearborn. Why they chose those when we have a mass power problem in Oakland County, I don't know. But again, when something's scripted and screened and you can say, give us some cards and we'll throw out the ones we don't want to answer, I want the public to come forward to the microphone and let us know their feelings, their thoughts, their concerns. That's what this is. There's no scripting. There's no censoring. They're going to be able to say exactly what they want. We've invited Consumers Power and DTE and the Michigan Public Services Commission all to be there. And frankly, all three of them are appointed by the governor, the three commissioners. So we need to hear from them what's happening, and the governor needs to maybe get up and start riding herd on these three, because they just approved massive increases in rates on top of DTE getting some of the highest profits recently. They posted $1.2 billion in increased profits in 2021. Well, these dollars need to be put back into the infrastructure. We have aging infrastructure that has not been updated. So the purpose of this town hall is to give everybody out there who's been suffering through this over and over again an opportunity to ask DTE and Consumers Power and the Michigan Public Service Commission questions about what's going on and what are you going to do to fix this.
And you have, let me reiterate, State Senator Jim Runstead. You have invited representatives from DTE, Consumers Energy, and the Public Service Commission to attend and answer your questions. They all feel that they have their own plans on how they're going to get this information out. Some of them may accept your invitation. We'll see. But you're asking people who have a complaint about the power outages. We've had a lot of them lately, and hundreds of thousands of people. This Monday, March 13th, from 5 till 6:15 p.m. at Commerce Township Hall at 2009 Township Drive in Commerce Township. Anything else? Go ahead.
Yes, we're going to tape the proceeding. We're going to make sure all three of those entities get the comments from people. We're also going to be taking written comments, make sure those are gotten to the three entities in order for them to respond back to people. So we're really going to try to make sure that they are aware, these entities, these utilities and the Public Service Commission, what are the concerns the people have and what they need to do to get this fixed, because it never seems to get fixed. I don't like these scripted types of town halls that they do.
As you've said already. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for being with us. State Senator Jim Runstead here on the Paul W. Smith Show. That's Monday, 5 to 6:15 p.m. Commerce Township Hall. Ann was able to find out that she checked in with Ray Stajic, our WJR Weather Channel meteorologist. I'm sorry to say that Sunday, it's not bad, but Sunday at 1 o'clock, just as the parade steps off, we are looking for a snow and rain mix with chilly temperatures. But we're a hardy bunch. We'll dress for the occasion, and we'll enjoy this fabulous 65th Annual 2023 Detroit St. Patrick's Parade.